At its best, medieval illumination goes beyond illustration, and the image augments the meaning in the words. This initial S is a fine example. The two curves of the letter enclose two scenes in a story that starts at the bottom. There you see St. Peter, miraculously released from prison by an angel who takes his hand. You can see the iron gate of the city breaking in pieces as Peter approaches. And on the left, two stupefied soldiers. If you look at the right edge of the cutting, you'll see the red lines of musical staves, which show us that this came from a choir book. On the reverse, enough letters are preserved for us to identify the chant. The chant tells part of the same story, but it doesn't include the happy ending, where Peter returns to his friends. The illuminator fills in the blanks. At the top of the S, here's Peter again, receiving a joyous welcome. Telling the story from bottom to top like this is the reverse of the way written text runs down the page. But look at the way it enriches the story. The doorways in the two scenes line up, with the forbidding gate below, and on top, as though in triumph, the open door where friends embrace. And for those who know the gospel story, there's a comical aspect that has just been resolved. When Peter first knocks at his friend's door, a servant named Rhoda answers. When she announces him, no one believes her, so Peter has to knock again until finally they open the door.